at times after performing maybe on these big platforms and stuff like that, and when it comes to families, maybe they think you have the money and the demand goes high.
Mm.
But some of these big platforms, we perform for free before the month. Some of them, they call you, Charlie can't help me, make we do this. We don't even get to transportation. We try to get there just because you want to keep your work going, you want to keep promoting yourself.
Yeah.
So you get there and you don't get anything. So, I mean, the pressure comes from the family, the pressure comes from the friends, because they see you on bigger platforms performing. So they know you have money and maybe you can assist them maybe one way or another, and you're not be able to do it. So some see you to be, I mean, a stingy person and all that.
Mm.
So yeah, that's the negative aspect of it. Because at the end of the day, too, we don't get money to maybe record new songs.
Okay.
Yes, because out of that, maybe the little shows we play and all that, I manage my own stuff. Mm. You understand? Though I have team around me, I manage financially. I do that myself with a little help I get from people.
Mm.
So if I go to these programs and I don't get money, I don't get paid, how do I get money to, I mean, record the next song?
That's right.
Or to shoot the next video, or to do the necessary thing, I mean, as far as music is concerned.
Mm.
So those are the negative side of it. With him, for me, myself, personally, I've learned a lot from him. I mean, as far as music is concerned, with Daddy, I'm getting to understand music more. Unlike maybe just going to studio, maybe to sing, or engineer to create a beat, to do all that. No, Daddy make me understand that I can even use my own maybe mouth to play a beat, to create maybe a tune.
Mm.
Maybe added with maybe some percussions. That's a great song. So how would I put this? I've really learned a lot, and I'm still learning from him, and I know with him I'm going to do a real music. So that's what I'm trying to do now. I want to blend the traditional stuff with the current trend, the current thing we are doing, as in the Afrobeat. But you hear more percussions, okay? Percussions, I mean, from the traditional percussions, like maybe the flute, the maracas and all that. You're going to hear that more live, but not the ones from the studio.
Mm.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. So, yeah, for me, I mean, doing traditional music is great, and that's what I'm going to do. That's what I believe going to sell me to the outside world. So, yeah.
Okay.